Hey everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca and I'm so glad that you could join us today as we continue talking about this study that has found plastic debris in fish. Well, we are continuing our lesson from yesterday called, it's a long title, Study Finds Plastic Debris and Man-Made Fibers in Fish Sold in Markets. Yes, I warned you, it's a long title. Well, yesterday we learned that about a quarter of the fish sampled from markets in California and Indonesia contained man-made debris. Can you believe that? Well, it is very disturbing. Does that mean that some people have been eating plastic? Is that even possible? I don't know. Maybe it is possible. Well, here's a question that I'd like you to consider. How much plastic is produced annually? And here's another question for you to think about. Does plastic consumption affect human health? Well, friends, we are going to be talking about these questions today. So open up your magazines and it's time to begin. Let's go.
Study finds plastic debris and man-made fibers in fish sold in markets. I still eat fish, if it's sold in the United States, said Susan Williams, a professor with the UC Davis Bodega Marine Laboratory and co-author of the study. That's because we fillet fish and remove their guts, so the likelihood of eating plastic and fibers is very small. An estimated 245 million tons of plastic is produced annually around the world, according to industry estimates. That amount represents 70 pounds of plastic annually for each of the 7.1 billion humans on the planet, scientists say. The study raises concerns about possible effects on human health from a cocktail of hazardous chemicals associated with plastics and some textiles.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 fillet 这个动词。Fillet 是指把鱼或肉切成片状。注意它最后的 T 是不发音的，念成 fillet。例如 the chef filleted the salmon with a sharp knife. 这位主厨用了一把很锐利的刀将鲑鱼切片。或者是 I asked the clerk to fillet my halibut. 我请店员帮我把大比目鱼切片。Fillet 也可以当名词，意思就是指肉片或鱼片。例如 chicken breast fillets 是指鸡胸肉片，或者是 cod fillets 是指鳕鱼片。继续我们看的是 estimate 这个动词。Estimate 是指预估，注意 M 后面的 A 是发长音的 A， 念成 estimate。例如 ，Right now it's difficult to estimate how much damage was caused by the typhoon。现在要预估台风所造成的损害很困难。Estimate 也可以当名词，但是 M 后面的 A 改成发短音的 念成 estimate。例如 ，Our sales figures for the month are only half of the original estimate。我们这个月的销售数字只达到原先预估值的一半。
So Gabe, after yesterday's lesson about fish, do you think that you still want to eat fish?
Yeah, actually no, because I love fish, different kinds of fish. However, I think I will be a little more careful when I go to a seafood restaurant. Maybe I'll double check.To see if the fish is being served with its guts still inside.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, the plastic debris was mainly found in the fish's intestines and the stomach.
Well, that's right. Well, speaking of that, I actually like what Susan Williams says here in our lesson. She says, I still eat fish if it's sold in the United States.So does that mean she'll only eat fish if it's sold in the United States, like only
That's a good question, Rebecca. I think what she means is that she knows that it's safe there. And so if it's prepared in a safe way in other parts of the world, then she'll eat it there too. Well, she is a professor with the UC Davis Bodega Marine Laboratory, and she's a co-author of this research, this study. All right. She says that's because we fillet fish and remove their guts, so the likelihood of eating plastic and fibers is very small. Okay. Well, the food apparently is prepared differently there, right?
Right. It is prepared differently. Speaking of filleting a fish, I remember once, long time ago, I went fishing, and of course, after you go fishing, the next step is to fillet the fish. That's when you take the knife and you slit it down, you know, the... Yeah, it's kind of gross, but you slide the knife down the fish's stomach, and then you take out all the guts. It actually is pretty gross, and I personally cannot do that because it kind of grosses me out a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you enjoy eating fillets of fish?
Well, of course I enjoy eating a fish fillet or a fillet of a fish. Hey, Gabe.
Huh?
That's the noun form of the word fillet.
Well, exactly. And that's actually what I usually think about when I see this word fillet. I think of something that you can eat. So a piece of meat, maybe a piece of fish meat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we read on here in this sentence, the likelihood of eating plastic and fibers is very small because of the way that it is filleted. Now, the likelihood of something, that's just another way of saying the chance of something. So the chance of eating this fiber is very small.
And of course, there are so many different ways that you can use this phrase. So here's another example. Because of work, the likelihood that I'll be able to make it home for my sister's graduation is not very high.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it is too bad.
Well, I usually think of this word likelihood maybe when it comes to the weather. The likelihood of it raining is very high, so it will probably rain. Or earlier this year, we saw snow on the mountains in Taipei. I wonder what the likelihood of seeing it again next year will be. What are the chances?
You know something, Gabe?
Huh?
I have a feeling that the likelihood of there being snow next year is probably not very high because I hear that this year was the coldest year in Taiwan, I think, in probably 10 years. So I'm sure the likelihood of seeing snow next year is, not very high.
All right. Well, friends, how else can you use that phrase, the likelihood of something? Of course, the likelihood of eating plastic and fibers is very small if the fish is prepared well, if the guts are removed.
Well, let's continue with our lesson. We read an estimated 245 million tons of plastic is produced annually around the world, and that is the answer to one of our questions. 245 million tons of plastic. That is a lot, according to industry estimates. So just imagine if all of that plastic is dumped into the ocean. That's pretty bad.
And we see an average here about how much plastic each person uses. That amount represents 70 pounds of plastic annually for each of the 7.1 billion humans on the planet. That means every year we're using 70 pounds. Each of us are using 70 pounds of plastic.
And we see something else in our lesson. The study raises concerns about possible effects on human health from a cocktail of hazardous chemicals associated with plastics and some textiles. Now let's go back up to the beginning of the sentence where we see to raise concerns. What is this all about?
Okay, this means that it is making people more concerned about something. It's raising concerns. For example, your grades raise concerns about your study habits. I saw your grades. They're not very good. Now I'm more concerned about the way that you study.
Ah, that's an excellent example. Well, right now, it's time for us to see how Ben is going to bring this lesson to life with Sing
It
Out.
Sing It Out.
Out.
Ben,
yeah.
Have you ever eaten something strange?
Yeah, a lot of things. Strange things.
Yeah, you know, I had some fish the other day, and I love seafood. Do you like seafood?
Yeah, and fish doesn't sound strange.
Okay, fish is not strange. However, I think there was something strange in the meat, which made it taste kind of...
Fishy.
Fishy! See, you know, the tasty fish, it tasted fishy. Hey, I got something for you about the tasty fish.
Let's hear it, man.
That tasty fish tastes fishy. There's something in that meat.
Yeah.
This tasty fish tastes fishy. Be careful what you eat.
I gotcha. Like that?
Oh, yeah.
Sing about it. Let's go.
This tasty fish tastes fishy. There's something in that meat. This tasty fish tastes fishy. Be careful what you eat.
Well, so, you explained that your fish tasted fishy.
Yeah.
Now, that kind of sounds strange because, you know, what does fishy mean?
Oh, Ben, that's a great question. Fishy means strange. So maybe there's a fishy smell. That's kind of a strange smell, right? Something seems fishy around here. It's not right.
Oh, so like a fishy taste.
A fishy taste.
So the fish that you ate
tastes
had a fishy taste.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it. Let's see.
Tasty fish tastes fishy. There's something in that meat. This tasty fish tastes fishy. Be careful what you eat.
Come on.
This tasty fish tastes fishy. There's something in that meat. This tasty fish tastes fishy. Be careful what you eat. Let's see it out.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are in the middle of talking about a very disturbing topic. Yes, we're talking about fish and how plastic and debris has been found in the guts of some fish that is actually bought in markets. Now, earlier we learned that there's about 245 million tons of plastic produced annually. That's a lot of plastic. Well, friends, this study raises some serious concerns. And it's time for us to continue with our lesson.
Study finds plastic debris and man-made fibers in fish sold in markets. In California, the researchers processed 64 individual fish across 12 different species. They found man-made fibrous material in 29% of jack smelt, 30% of Pacific anchovies, and 33% of Pacific oysters. The researchers were unable to confirm whether the material was made from synthetic material or natural fibers such as cotton. Fibers collected that resembled researchers' laboratory coats or that was the same color of their clothing on the day of analysis were discarded and not counted as man-made debris.
Okay, 接下来我们看 fibrous 这个形容词。 Fibrous 和我们昨天学的 fiber, F-I-B-E-R, 纤维这个名词有相关。 Fibrous 是指纤维构成的或者是纤维状的。 例如, the tumor under your skin is mainly composed of fibrous tissues. 你皮下的肿瘤大多是由纤维组织形成的。 或者是, this insulation material is made of a lightweight fibrous substance. 这个隔热材料是用一种轻量纤维状的物质制作的。 所以我们看的是 synthetic 这个形容词 syn 这个字根有一起的意思 所以 synthetic 是指合成的或者是人造的 注意它的重音在 the 这个音节念成 synthetic 例如 the necklace is made of synthetic diamonds 这条项链是用人造钻石做成的 或者是 the uniform is made of synthetic fibers so it's easy to care for 这套制服是用人造纤维制作的，所以很容易保养。Synthetic 也指虚假的，例如 The audience cannot be touched by synthetic feelings， 造作的感情没有办法感动观众。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. We read here, in California, the researchers processed 64 individual fish across 12 different species. This is what they found. They found man-made fibrous material in 29% of jack smelt, 30% of Pacific anchovies, and 33% of Pacific oysters. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's a lot of...Pacific stuff. Aren't there a lot of hurricanes that occur in the Pacific Ocean?
Right, and don't these hurricanes usually have different names? Hey, I think the guys in the Info Cloud want to talk about that, so let's go to the Info Cloud.
Why give a person's name to a mass of air and water hovering over the ocean? Because when a hurricane has a name, talking about it becomes easier.
Right. Previously, meteorologists referred to hurricanes by the coordinates of where the giant storm originated. Storm warning, in effect, hurricane 27.5 degree north latitude by 79.2 degree west longitude is heading east. Too technical.
Yes. Also, because multiple hurricanes can form in the same region at the same time, hurricane names help the public know exactly which storm is where, resulting in better preparation and ultimately saved lives.
Today, an international group called the World Meteorological Organization takes care of naming and tracking hurricanes.
But each region of the world is a little different. In the Atlantic region, for instance, there are set lists of alternating male and female names in alphabetical order. Incidentally, Ken is a hurricane name, but not Steve.
Lucky me. Well, the names are recycled every 6 years, but if a hurricane is exceptionally deadly or costly, the hurricane's name will be retired. The name Michelle, for example, will never be used again.
Nor will Katrina, the name of a devastating hurricane that crashed into the U.S. in 2005.
Hurricane, 飓风跟台风一样，每一个都有它独特的名字，这是为了方便起见。有了名字 ,meteorologist, 气象学家就不必用很冗长枯燥的 coordinates, 坐标来报道暴风的位置。若是同时有两个以上的台风，不同的名字也可以帮助人们分辨不同的飓风。那在大西洋的飓风，男女是平等的，一定是轮流采用男生跟女生的名字来为飓风命名，而每六年呢，所有的名字会重新的使用。那除了某些造成巨大伤害或破坏的飓风，像在2005年造成众多死伤的 Katrina， 这个名字就不会再使用了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, you know something, Gabe? I know that we have had so much fun talking about fish over the last 2 days, so I think we should have a lot more fun and talk about some fish idioms.
Hey, that's a good idea. There are so many wonderful and useful fish idioms. Here's one. If you are a big fish in a small pond, that means you are a very important or significant person in a small community. So...Everybody knows you.
Ah, that's a good one. What about this one? There are plenty of fish in the sea. Now, this just means that there are plenty of other people or possibilities out there. Now, oftentimes, we use this when someone had just broken up with his girlfriend or a boyfriend. You might say, it's okay, Betty. There are plenty of fish in the sea.
That's right. There are other people you can date. Here's another one, okay? If you're fishing for a compliment, that means you're saying things or wording things in a way so that people might give you a compliment. For example, you just did a performance and you say to your friend, "So, how was the show? What did you like?" Maybe you're fishing for a compliment because you want them to say, "Oh, you did a great job."
That's right. And we have one more idiom, and that is to feel like a fish out of water or to be like a fish out of water. This just means that you are in a situation where you feel very awkward because you haven't experienced that particular experience. So you might say, "I feel like a fish out of water here."
That's right. A little bit uncomfortable in that place. Well, friends, right now it's time for something funny. A review skit.
Oh, yes, the review skit.
But seriously now.
Hello, welcome to my seafood restaurant.
Hi, I came yesterday and ordered 3 special bowls of your surprise fish.
Yes, I remember you. Did you come back for another surprise?
That's right. Surprise, I'm a food inspector.
Oh, no. Am I in trouble?
No. It's not your fault the fish has hazardous trash inside.
Hazardous? Oh, no. Will you close my business?
Oh, no. It's not that hazardous. I still eat fish.
You do?
Yes, as long as the fish is filleted and the guts are removed.
Ah, then the likelihood of eating plastic and fibers is very small.
That's right, but it could get worse because more and more plastic is being produced and used.
How much more?
An estimated 245 million tons of plastic, actually, annually.
Wow! That is a lot!
And there could be possible effects on human health due to a cocktail of chemicals.
From the textiles?
And from the plastics.
So, Inspector, if you're not here on business, then why are you here?
Well, I would like to order the special.
Great! One more dish of surprise fish coming right up.
I hope I get a sweater. It's getting cold outside.
Well, friends, that is all the time we have for today. Make sure you be careful what part of the fish you eat.
That's right, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.